So good evening, everybody. This is the Shining Light Call, and today is August the 9th. The topic for today is, I forgot what the topic today was. Now I know. It's about judgment. So letting go of judgment. So why did I say that? It's the last day or two, little while, I've been doing a lot of going into 5D and just trying to stay there for as long as I can. And I find that it's when I go into the fifth dimension, of course, feeling the energy, really loving it. But somehow I find it not easy for me to stay in 5D myself. So I was just, trying to find out, okay, so what is it that I needed to let go of? What it is that I'm not looking at that is really popping me out of 5D? Because I know that the energy on planet Earth is already in fifth dimension. So Gaia herself is already in fifth dimension. So theoretically, it should be quite easy for us, for anybody who is aware and wanted to and have that intention to be in 5D. Of course, life is lifing, so things can come out in our life which can pop us out of 5D. However, it should be relatively easy if we really put that focus on the intention. And I find that for myself, it just hit me today. It was like loud and clear. It was really judgment for myself that really makes it, that pops me out of 5D, that kind of kicks me out of heaven every time. So I started to look at what it is, or the little signs that's kind of reminding me. For example, I noticed that when I look at Facebook sometimes, not every day, but in the morning sometimes, I would go on and just see what is there. And after I've been on Facebook, I usually don't feel so good a lot of the times, because there's just a lot of different posting on Facebook, and it's talking about a lot on Trump, of course, and the way it is around the world. There are a lot of Afghanistan and all that, different kind of inequalities and fighting going on around the world, then that always puts me in a stressful, and I just kind of, in my mind, I was not liking it, but I couldn't quite verbalize it. And so it's actually when I finally got it today, it was me judging how the world is. And how is that a problem? But for myself, the way I understand it is that is how my own mind works is that I like harmony. So whenever I notice disharmony, it stresses me out. It makes me mad. It frustrates me because I have a judgment against it. However, what's actually happening is that is actually this all this is showing myself how what is in my own belief system that is inconsistent with what, and I would say a more enlightened or ascended being should feel. So what if you really resonate with what being ascended is, you would be more letting go of all the judgment, because the people in wherever it is that is fighting going on, everybody there that is in that location has somehow on maybe not on a conscious level, but on some level, agreed to living that life. And somehow they decided to come together and create that for themselves to experience, and also for other people to kind of either focus on it or not focus on it. So nothing is being done to them. They all, the people that are being affected, actually somehow agreed on some level to have that collective experience. What I need to do in order to create the, I would say my be in charge of my own reality would be just to let go of judging them. And instead of judging them, is to really focus on what it is that I wanted to see in my own reality. And in my own reality, because in this, in the fifth dimension, we can't, if we choose to, is to create peace on earth. And we can't really create peace on earth if we are judging the judging war. And the only way to really create harmony is to be at peace with, even with disharmony, is to be at peace with it. And when we get to the part where we can see only harmony, we can see only what it is that we wanted to see in the world, and have that really be able to access our own power and believe in our own power to create that and bring that about, then that's when it's starting to change. So when I got that aha moment, it was like, it kind of broke down some walls, and a lot of emotions came up for me, and I'm still trying to process that and get to the point where I can actually be congruent with it. So that's why I want to talk a little bit about judgment and also letting go of judgment today, because judgment is like whatever it is that you disagree with or you judge, you're actually holding it in place, because only love can create lasting, can really heal. And when we judge something, we become feel non-loving feelings. That's how we actually keep those things in place. And we can get to the part where even if we see this harmony right in front of us, and we can be at peace with it and really understand that those people, they chose that, and be able to still maintain our own frequency and not be popping ourselves out of 5D, then we can actually become congruent with what being in the fifth dimension is. And when we become so congruent, then it gets to the point where those people, because they don't resonate with the fifth dimension, and they don't we don't resonate with them. So over time, maybe not tomorrow, but over time, and hopefully not too long a time, that they would start to, they can't exist in our reality anymore. And when that happens, then that's when fifth dimension or our own reality will become congruently just fifth dimension. So that's kind of all that I want to bring out, is that whenever you find yourself judging, whether it's this just being slightly annoyed or deeply frustrated by what's happening in front of you, is to kind of remind yourself that whatever you disapprove of, you actually would keep it in place. So that's more incentive for ourselves to just let go of any kind of judgment and resentment, and get to the point where we can be at peace with it. And how do we get to that point? It really depends on how your mind works. So a lot of times, if we become unhappy, it's because some sort of our belief system does not support our peace of mind. So the way is to be more flexible with how we interpret, how we create the story that's in our mind. So my suggestion is to pick the story, whether it's the new one, like be as creative as you want. Is there something happens in front of you that disturbs you in a negative way, then create, give yourself permission to create whatever story it is that is going to put you in a peace of mind. In other words, value your own peace of mind more than anything else. Now, that doesn't mean you ignore it. It just means that you have to make your belief system be so flexible that you can keep your own peace of mind and really be congruent with it, and not try to just ignoring it. It's kind of like stuffing it away. It's still there. However, if you get to the point where you really the story within is congruent, then your peace of mind is really real and genuine, then that being in fifth dimension will be something that is going to be a 24/7 experience, not just when we do meditation. So that would be the goal. And that takes a lot of being creative and also processing and letting go of emotional baggages that holds us in our previous patterns. But that's all I'm going to say about this. And the meditation tonight, I was thinking that I'm going to actually do. It's called Neti Neti Meditation. I'm going to do my version of it. What Neti Neti means is just not this, not that. So it's really it's a meditation to let go of things. Let go of and just let go of needing anything to be. So no wanting, let go of wanting, let go of needing, and let go of our belief system as well. So I'm just going to stop the recording, and then just when I begin it again, I would be doing the meditation straight.